C9B, mobile.
WJ, good morning, Leon.
Hope you're doing well this morning. You got the boss with you?
Ed, this is Scott. I'm just sitting here working away.
Yeah, working away? It is too early for that. Time for coffee or something. Hope you had a good weekend. Good Monday. This is my Monday here. First day back to work in, I guess, a week or so. And it's, the roads are pretty clear. Everything's nice. 19 degrees when I left the house.
Sun is showing 23 in Greer, so it's a little warmer down here.
Mid to over there in Greer. And it's so warm down there. I brought my heavy jacket, but I've just got my vest on today. I don't think I'll need the jacket. 4KFW. Hey, good morning, Ken.
Scott, good morning, Leon. Hope everybody's doing well.
I'm working this morning already. I'm doing well because I'm heading that way.
I ain't working yet, but I'm about to in a little bit here.
No.
Pretty nice. I enjoyed it. Went in yesterday and helped them shovel. I only shoveled for 7 hours yesterday.
Well, it worked.
Roger.
Exercise, don't you get?
Yeah, you're probably right. I had 32,000 steps yesterday.
In New York, I get 32,000 steps.
For the time I've ever got 32,000 steps, now that I've ever counted them, they try to get me to count them at work, back where I was working. And I refused to participate in that. It was just a gimmick for the insurance company.
Fitbit keeps track of it for me.
For me, too.
That's the first thing I take off my watch. I got a Samsung health stuff, and I disable it or delete it. It's too annoying during the day.
Wait, mobile.
Good to see you in there.
Ken, how are you guys this morning?
In C9V, 19 degrees at the house, and I'm heading to work.
I'm already sitting at my desk at work into SWJ.
Get over here, going back to work for a rest.
Got rid of all of our black ice up there, so I'm headed down this morning. But, yeah, roads seem fine this morning.
Good over here in Greer.
Yeah, they're starting to shape up here in Greer.
Anything left for you to shovel there, Ken?
We got a couple of tank farms. They got, you know, walls around them to contain the spill on it. So all the snow and ice that melted in there and that, we had to shovel bunches and bunches. Then they put snow plow on a skid steer and that, had to plow the parking lots and the roads and everything.
It's a whole lot easier to get that stuff off when it's nice and soft and not, you know, refroze onto the road or whatever you're trying to get it off of.
This yesterday was about an inch and a half thick of just ice.
Called me up, wanted me to bring my tractor down. She's ready to clear up a driveway, and she's got a very steep driveway. It's all concrete, and yeah, I slid sideways a couple times. And nope, sorry, can't do it. When you're sliding sideways on a tractor, and you're not your feet. Yeah, no fun. Pitches on both sides.
When did it don't take much to tip it over, right?
I didn't think to put my romps up. My rollover protection. Might need that. Probably have to put that back up.
Do you ever ride 29 in Greer? When you're working?
Like the other day, traffic was backed up on 85, so to get back to the office, you know, it's quitting time. I didn't want to sit in the traffic all day, so I went in to 29.
Here where the the flashing light is before the, right there before the Jeep placed it, that right-hand lane still messed up. Still got snow and ice on it.
He tells the people to stay home. If you're packing the snow down onto the road, turns it into ice, and then the scrapers come by to scrape it, they can only scrape the snow and not too good at scraping ice.
Wanted us to come in on Sunday and, you know, scrape the parking lot, do as much as we could with the sidewalks and that, but I took the Jeep out, went all the way up to 290 down to Wade Hampton, just made a big loop, and that, man, it was all 1.5 inches of solid ice. I could have made it, but man, the people were passing me doing 50 like it was dry.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Well, those wrecks, too fast conditions, but I wasn't going too fast, I swear.
Hardly get started because you're spinning. Then you get up to the speed limit thinking you can stop. Yeah, that's not happening. I just told him, I said, you know, I'm just going to stay at home today.
Tried to scrape another neighbor's driveway, which he's got a real short driveway, but it's got a little slope to it. And I about slid into his house. If my bucket wouldn't hit his curb, I probably would have went right into the house. But now I'm done here.
So, Patrick was looking for some ice melt. I saw where the that Home Depot over on 291 over by Cherrydale, they had about 100 bags of it.
Shade where he's at, so I'm sure he's still probably got a lot of ice left. NZ9B.
There, what, weekend before last, pick up a couple of kerosene cans, and the GPS took me through a couple of sketchy areas.
He's like me, he's kind of back up in the boonies, but at least I'm on the sunny side. I'm on a knoll, so I got a lot of sun, but one place gets shady at my place is, you know, I put a carport, I guess it'd be a patio, carport, and another carport. So typically a three carport area. And the only problem I have is the shady spots from that carport, they get ice on them and they don't fall out. Of course, that's right where you got to pull into the carport. Forget its way out today.
We're bumping 50 down here today.
Cargo.
Sorry, I got wrapped up in looking at something.
Your attention towards work. You need to stay on the radio. Snow left over on 290.
290 was real bad. I came down, I've been burning up 290 going back and forth between Greer and my parents' house out of Table Rock the last few days, all during the snowstorm and everything. And 290 was real bad a couple days ago, but it's cleared up pretty nice.
I just sent you a picture, kid, and that's my view coming out this morning.
The computer here said you sent me a photo.
Dude, hope it didn't wake him up.
Had to describe me the photo. He said a snow-covered road with trees on either side.
Dude.
John 29, almost in the Lyman where that new school is. Yards past that school, there's a car all the way off down in the woods.
Right down there.
Yeah, and it was there yesterday when I came by.
Just listening. I did wake him up. Hey, Eric, got the hand casing going on Orlando the 14th. Was it not this weekend, but the following weekend?
I'm taking her down to it.
Surveying going. I'm going to try to go down Friday, maybe.
Not going.
Got kids.
Was getting rid of radios and antennas last week. I don't think he needs any more.
Should have been antennas.
What?
Supposed to get more of those.
On the porcupine. Car, too.
There you go, these big ham fests. That's what some of them look like.
HKX.
NC9B.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TSW.
Good morning, Patrick. N2SWJ.
B2JKT.
I wasn't hearing nothing this morning, though. And forgot to turn my crossband repeat on last night.
How is everybody this morning?
Having a beautiful day. Get to work today. I'll be over in Ken's neighborhood. Well, maybe not really, but oh, it's Spartan Murray. But other than that, doing well.
Get over here.
Trying to keep the back in one piece while I pack up house.
You could be having no more back surgeries.
Next door from all the moving. Link next door.
Sell the house.
Yeah, I had to get rid of it. It's, you know, we're down to a number of dogs, and, you know, I don't need to have a whole house just for a ham shack and workshop, so we're consolidating.
Wise decision. Be back, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be one thing if we thought the housing market was going to recover on the timeline of our retirement, but I just don't think that's going to happen.
Able to get all my taxes done and take advantage of the extra $6,000 courtesy of the guy, yeah, the red-headed guy.
Where did he hit the bank?
The turnaround time on that, Ken. Well, I guess you about a week ago.
I filed it, I think, on the 20th, and they said that they got it, but couldn't officially file until the 26th, and then it showed up on the 30th.
Well, I filed mine, and immediately got rejected. I forgot to put a form in there, so refiled it. All good, which the funny thing is, you got to have the form, but it made zero difference in what I'm getting back, so... I don't know. Got to give it to the government. I'm hoping to get it before Orlando. Maybe put any more thought into that, Patrick.
And I missed the last one, or Leon.
Miss Elise, put any thought into going to Orlando?
Definitely not going to happen this year. Like I said, I got to go ahead and get my taxes done that Friday. And then I'd have to come home and drive all the way to Orlando to be there for Saturday morning. I just think it's too much.
People go down Thursday or Friday, a day early. And it's not just about the ham fest, it's more of just a winter trek to get out of the house. So we may do it, and just hope it by Uncle Sam decides to bless us before going and see 9B.
Love to go. Like I said, that's just too much for one day.
Got room.
Going.
I'm planning on going. I'm excited. Dragging the wife down there. Gonna have some fun. Visit the kid at college on the way back.
Hopefully we'll see you down there. It's going to be a high of 76 on Friday down there, supposedly.
Be nice after the last month.
Prior to that, it's going to be 79 both days.
That man, not hot, not cold, just right.
I'd like to go to Florida.
Because it's way too hot any other time. So, I'm from Florida originally, so my parents still have a house down there, so I get a free place to stay a couple miles away from Orlando over in Lakeland, so that's what's making my trip too.
I'm not happy about the rates for the lodgings, that's for sure. I'm not sure if I'm going to make some before we go down, or just find a place when I get there.
One of those things.
Find the lodging and the place they want you to stay at, you know, it's close to the venue. Camper, but man, it killed me in fuel taking it down.
still be expensive as all get out, I'm sure.
Paying upwards of $100 for a campsite. Unheard of. That's another reason. I mean, fuel the campsite. So, yeah, I'll just go get a room. And on that note, I'm fixing to pull up at work, fellas. Y'all have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And good to talk to y'all. And C9B.
Leon, have a good day. Be careful. Don't hurt yourself with those heavy loads they give you.
Have a good, safe day. KN4TFW.
And have a great day, man.
Great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
Figured out their problem. If they turn the service on magically, the computer works.
Wait, turn off.
Service that they said, it's not working, it's not working, it's not working. And then I go and I look around, they had the whole thing turned off.
Can you locate in the audit log when they turned it off?
They just installed, they never turned it on the production server. They had it on the QA server that they were testing against, but they never activated it on the production server, and they were yelling and screaming about how it worked in QA and not on production.
We were having internet problems the other morning, and it turns out we had that Lumis fiber. Well, Lumis became part of T-Mobile fiber, and they didn't tell us, and that, so they stopped taking the money out of the account, and so they just turned it off.
What happened? Where, like, I think it was Spectrum, or somebody went to we had somebody, a network provider, and they got ate up by Spectrum, and we didn't know about it or whatever, and they just stopped billing us, and they cut off our service to one of our branch locations, and it was crazy.
I get probably 30 spam emails a day in my personal email thing, and they were emailing my wife saying your T-Mobile bill is ready, and that, well, we didn't, as far as we knew, we didn't have anything with T-Mobile, but I guess we do now.
Comes out about, you know, fake bills and fake things, it's hard to tell when something like that's real.
That right. Work's always sending us a phishing email to see if we'll click it.
We do that too to our people and to SWJ.
For HKX. Eric, you still okay with me getting that desk from you?
Hey, Friday? Hey, that's the 13th, right? Is that both of them? But yeah, they're there. I got that room cleaned out yesterday, and all I got to do is take them apart so they can get them out of the house. But it's only 6 volts. No, 8 to hold the whole thing together, so it's not too bad.
We'll take the third row seat out of the Excursion. We should be able to get it in here.
The biggest piece of it's only, I think it's a 5-foot desk, so it's, and then the tops are like 24 inches or 22 inches or maybe even 20, I can't remember. I can measure it, but yeah, it breaks down into flat pieces like IKEA furniture, and it'll just go right in there.
The Excursion will hold 4x8. Sheet of plywood laying flat, so it shouldn't be a problem. I don't think, anyway. We'll figure it out.
Dumpster, if you didn't take it, so, the wife does not like the way they look, so they are not going in her house.
Clean old steel desk.
Very attractive simulated wood grain veneer on the top.
You're not going to see the top of it anyway. I have so much stuff on it, radio-wise.
It's a horizontal surface, and therefore she'll never see it anyway, but she didn't buy that.
Didn't like that comment.
On the camper.
7-3, guys. I'm rolling down to the gate. So everybody have a safe day, and we'll try to catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
And have a great day. Stay warm. Be careful. KO4HK.
Stay warm. Bye. Into SWJ.
Very damn be safe. WTJKT. Now for a little while until I could figure out how to put an antenna up at her place without her being able to see it. But I think I have an idea. I just need to, I need to do it without telling her and see if she notices it. And then, you know, if she notices it, maybe I'll have to take it down and move it. But we'll see.
We'll let you have an antenna up somewhere anyway. But, guys, I'm going to make a pit stop and then I'll be right back. KO4HKX.
Yeah, Scott, you know, one reason I quit working on anybody's computers or doing anything with computers is that, like, once you touch it, you own it for the rest of your life. I still get clients calling me, like, 10 years later, you know, because I worked on computers a lot on the side when I lived in Philadelphia. And I've lived down here since 2010, and I still get people occasionally calling me because I touched something 14 years ago and they want me to fix it.
I have the same problem.
Aggravation anymore.
My number is like permanently stored somewhere as their tech contact.
Jobs, and you know, I moved down here in 2010 for one job, and it was an easy job that allowed me plenty of time to do stuff on the side remotely. But then when I took this new job in 2018, it got a lot more busy. So I told him, like, look, you know, I've been supporting you remotely for like 8 years. You need to find a new guy. From now on, it's $2.25 an hour. And I stopped hearing from most of them, but a couple of them still bug me from time to time.
Well, like that, I guess.
They're needing to work for, and they've run off all the other people locally, and you know, I'm last resort. Emailed me a couple of weeks ago, and they're like, well, you know, we signed up for this new email newsletter service, and they're saying that you messed up the SPF record and the DNS. Like, I didn't mess anything up. They just added a second one instead of appending the first one and broke everything. And, you know, I was sure to send them the bill for that accusation.
Too many cooks in the kitchen, things like that happen. I find that happening all the time. And cleaning up other people's messes is always fun.
So they, you know, they signed up for multiple of these different services that all have automated scripts to update your DNS servers for you, or, you know, your DNS listings for you, and they all assume that theirs is the only service that you use. So, you know, they just, like, you know, add records and change things and break everything under the sun, because they don't have people with brains doing anything. So, I mean, I don't mind fixing it. It took me 5 minutes to fix, and it's the easiest money I ever made. But, you know, it's still aggravating to get calls during dinner and during breakfast and during meetings and whenever, all time, and have to go deal with it. But, you know, like I said, you know, if they're willing to pay, I'll do it.
Yeah, the same thing happens working on cars. People bring them in after they've had it four or five other places and can't fix it, and then come in complaining because you charge them for it to fix the car.
You own everything that happens to that car after you work on it.
Hence the reason I don't want to be in the industry anymore.
The computers.
You just said you just charge them accordingly for their irrelevant and stupid comments.
I even look at a computer for less than $200 an hour, and that usually makes them go away.
The same here. You start charging people, they want to go a different route.
For money. They're always looking for something for free.
Seems that way, doesn't it? See, that's what society's taught them. It's their way. When they're whining and complaining, they go give you a bad Google review or Yelp review or whatever it is. I don't even pay those things any attention.
You, whenever there's something, when they have something bad to say, nobody ever puts good reviews up, it seems.
And if they do put up a good review, it's usually either paid for or fake.
Like I said, that's the reason I don't even worry about them. Don't even pay them any attention.
I order something from Amazon, and it's got a little slip of paper in the box. Oh, yeah, here's a coupon. Just leave us a 5-star review, and you can have this coupon for, like, 50% off your next purchase or whatever.
Buying your response. I'm getting ready to pull into work, so, Eric, be careful the rest of your trip. Scott, stay warm. Have a great day, guys, and be careful out there if you go out in KO4HKX.
73. Good day, man. 73.
Hey, 73, man. We'll catch you later. And, Scott, I'm going to sign, too, because I'm getting down here where I'm going to lose a repeater soon. So hope you have a great day. Hope you get all that stuff worked out. And we'll chat with you a little bit later. So W2JKT, I'll be clear on your files.
Good day, man. And be safe. Drive safe into SWJ.